News, traffic, weather, 24/7. The news you want, when you want it. This is Como News Radio and ComoNews.com.
Como News Time now, 7:16. You're with the Como Morning News. Well, he is not sure about the date, only that it's been more than 30 years since he took his first victim. For decades, Gary Ridgway terrorized the Pacific Northwest with his campaign of killing. All told, he's pleaded guilty to 49 murders, the most in American history.
And while his crimes have been high profile, he has not. In fact, Gary Ridgway has never opened up to the media about his crimes until now.
Como's Charlie Harger has spent the better part of a year and hundreds of hours pursuing this story, eventually conducting a series of interviews with the Green River Killer.
You have a VAC prepaid call from
Gary Ridgway.
This call will be recorded in
my... What's the wind like over there? Anything special?
It takes a moment to realize this is the voice of evil.
They gave us flat-screen TVs in our cell now.
Gary Ridgway goes from the mundane to the revolting. His voice doesn't change.
I killed her in the back of my truck in a parking lot, a restaurant parking lot.
Murder, as if he's reading from the phone book.
All my victims, except for one or two, were killed within 2 miles of I-5. Do you know that?
Ridgway is behind bars, just steps from death row. He's locked up in his cell 23 hours a day, alone with his thoughts, his tiny TV, and the hundreds of fan letters he gets from around the world. This is the only time Ridgway has spoken to the media.
Hi there. I'll tell you what happened.
Even though he has pleaded guilty to 49 murders, prosecutors, police, even the Ridgway defense team acknowledge the real number could be higher, much higher.
Do you have any idea what the total number is?
The total number is 75 to 80.
Ridgway says now there is more he could have shown investigators.
And I screwed up heavily on not... standing down, hey, get me out of the car and let me show you where it is.
But Gary Ridgway is a man who lived a lie for nearly 20 years as police tracked him down, and there's little reason to believe he's telling the truth now.
This is all about the victims.
He says he's a changed man. He's found God. Well, later in the series, we'll talk to a CIA interrogation analyst who listened to these tapes, and as you might have guessed, he says Ridgway continues to be deceptive. It's hard to believe a changed man would say this.
You know, the art of one of the best things ever, people ever did is they know how to kill, you know.
So why are we here? Why give voice to this sick monster? Because we need answers, and this might be our only chance. Over the past 30 years, perhaps 30 families have wondered what happened to their daughters. 30 Thanksgivings with an empty chair at the table, hoping this is the year she breaks her silence and finally comes home. 30 women dead in the cold, and no one in power is actively looking for them. No chance for families to know what happened to their daughter. But maybe if we listen to the clues and cut through his lies, we might find a nugget of truth. That clue investigators have waited for. Maybe this series of reports stirs a memory. It's a chance we have to take.
What do you tell everybody when you find a body?
Well, Charlie Harger joins us live right now. Charlie, I'm curious why the search for these remaining victims ever ended. Why aren't they still looking?
Because you talk to detectives and they'll tell you they just haven't found anything. And Ridgway, as much as he tries to tell people where to find remains, they aren't there. Whether that's him being deceptive or perhaps it's just been 3 decades of, you know, bodies decomposing, who knows? But they're just not finding it.
This was not an overnight process, clearly. Why do you think he spoke with you?
I think he is speaking. Primarily, I think there are a couple reasons. First of all, he says he wants to help victim families. But I also think the bigger part here, Amanda, is that he wants to up his count. He wants this to be higher than 49. The problem is there probably are more than 49 and no one's looking for them. So that's the very tenuous balancing act we have to face here is we should have these stories, but we also have to respect and honor the victims who are still out there.
Did you ever get the sense he was reluctant to talk to you?
No. He, I think, had prepared himself to have some sort of media interview, and I just happened to be the person right there.